Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, global EV charging grows, BMW kicks off their Gen 6 motors, and US EV sales ahead of the tax credit sunset. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you which feature Tesla has returned to its Model 3 after removing it 2 years ago. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 21st of August. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters fund this show, get the episodes ad-free, and get closer to the EV News Daily community. You can be like them by clicking on that link that you'll see just there, in the show notes. Right, let's kick off with the news. A global EV charging port set for rapid growth. Wood Mackenzie's recent EV charging infrastructure forecast says global charging ports will grow at a 12.3% compound annual growth rate, CAGR, from 2026 to 2040, reaching 206.6 million ports worldwide. Residential charging will lead the growth, expected to hit 133 million residential ports by 2040. To reach this, yearly investment in EV charging infrastructure needs to rise at an 8% CAGR, reaching $300 billion per year by 2040. In Asia Pacific, China will stay ahead in public charging networks, they say. The region will have about 10% year-over-year growth in DC charging. India is becoming a new major market, though, with policies and EV market growth expected to increase DC fast chargers from 14,000 now to 1.1 million in 2040. European public charging will grow at a annual growth rate of 11.3% through to 2040, with DC charger rollout leading the way. In Saudi Arabia, public DC charging, they say, will grow at 30% every single year. Across Europe, Middle East, and Africa, yearly spending should reach $14 billion for public charging and $30 billion a year for residential charging by 2040. All right, I know what you're thinking. This is 15 years away. No one's going to come back then and ask the authors of this study, did you get it right or did you get it wrong? It's to an extent sticking their finger in the air and seeing which way the wind is blowing. But I think the takeaway from that is that looking at all of the various data points around the world, we shouldn't be worried that investment in EV charging is tapering off. It's increasing. And also the home charging, residential charging, leading the growth, I think is really important, because you don't need reminding. I don't need to remind you of this. But whilst all of the attention and the fuss and the focus goes on DC fast charging, and probably rightly so, because it's quick and it's sexy and it's fast and you're road tripping and the kids are irritable and you want to get moving again, or you know, if you're DC charging, it's got to work and it's got to be quick and you want to get moving again. Let's be honest, all of the juice comes overnight. Or whenever your car isn't moving, during the day, if you live in a sunny climate, or if your car is parked at work. Like, most of the time our vehicles don't move, and if the wheels ain't turning, then it should be charging slowly. That is my motto. Well, I mean, it's not officially a motto. I mean, we could stick it on a t-shirt, but that's already been reserved, for there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid. Let's move on. BMW has started mass producing its sixth generation EV motor at its powertrain facility in Austria. The new Gen 6e motor will improve vehicle efficiency by 20% on the newer Classe platform. It's an electrically excited synchronous motor that sits above the rear axle in a single module that includes all the power electronics and transmission. The new inverter in the Gen 6 motor uses silicon carbide semiconductors rather than standard silicon. BMW says this change makes the inverter smaller, lighter, more efficient, and more powerful. Other upgrades to the EV powertrain bringing measurable gains include all the various parts that they're putting together, more efficient, more range, less expensive for them to make, energy losses cut by 40%, costs down by 20%, weight down by 10%. The first vehicle is the iX3. I think it's going to be the iX3 50 xDrive. We should see it launching next month. And BMW investing, I think they're on an investment path of something like €1 billion on their EV drive development from 2022 to 2030, at least last time I checked. Now, US EV sales are surging ahead of the sunsetting of the EV tax credit. So yeah, short-term gain, certainly. Long-term, we don't know what the EV tax credit going away will do. I can tell you that here, we've not had incentives for a very, very long time. They're just coming back. They're trickling in the UK. And through that period of no incentives, we became Europe's leader in EV market share. Market sales, right? Market share is obviously Norway. But in terms of volume, so we overtook Germany. And we had, apart from the van grant, not a penny given away. So look, it can work. I know there's lots of doom and gloom around the US market right now. Understandably so. Let me be here to reassure you that, look, it can work without subsidies. Admittedly, it's frustrating that the tax credit is going, that the used EV tax credit is going. EV sales are rising, though. In July, they rose sharply in the United States as customers are hurrying to use up the federal tax credits before they end September 30th. It has to be a done deal. The car has to be in your driveway, so to speak, by September 30th, close of business. Automakers are taking advantage to clear out inventory. Hyundai saw a 50% jump in EV sales compared to the same month, July, last year. Toyota and Lexus together sold 90,000 electrified vehicles. Careful with that one. General Motors had a record high of their electrified fleet in July. That's 19,000 EVs sold. Industry analysts predict automakers will lower EV production to match falling demand, especially as federal officials look to ease emissions requirements. Like I say, there's been a negativity around EVs in the US, and I'm kind of here to say from the European perspective, just hold fire. Now, okay, I think that over the long term, maybe the US will have some catching up to do, maybe different administrations, different politics over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. This move to EV is bigger than a single political party or whoever has his or her bottom in the White House big chair. This is a move to electric mobility that is bigger than all of us, and it's bigger than politics as well. It's just to do with the speed of how it happens. Stellantis say they've already cut production on some of their models, and dealers are not ordering as many. Despite these changes, car makers are still committed to EVs in the long term. Of course, well, they have to be, because EVs are the long term. Now, the UK's new car grant, as I mentioned a moment ago, has caused a big jump, but it's a big jump in interest for EVs. Auto Trader data shows notable increases in the ad views for the cars that are eligible. The Renault Scenic E-Tech ad views were up by 47%. Renault 4 up by 20% interest. Mokka from Vauxhall/Opel, if it's not in the UK, 18% increase. Citroën models seeing a higher interest. EC3, also the EC5 Aircross. Some car makers adding extra discounts. Leap Motor has cut £3,750 from the big one, the C10, that's the SUV, and £1,500 off the T03, the cheapest car in the UK now to buy a new EV is the Leap Motor T03. But also, I did see some stellar deals on the Dacia Spring too, but Leap Motor ad views are up 124% on Auto Trader. GWM, Great Wall Motor, on its Aura 03, is seeing increased interest. MG stayed on top for EV interest. The MG S5 had its highest demand for EV ad views, if you like, ad impressions. Škoda Elroq and Renault 5 E-Tech also up there. Now, let's talk Xiaomi. Xiaomi is coming to Europe. All of 5 minutes ago, they were making gadgets and mobile phones, and they still are, by the way, because their car business still loses money. However, they will bring their vehicles to Europe, and it won't be this year. And it won't be next year. But they say 2027. Xiaomi plans to launch their first EV in Europe by 2027, according to the president, Liu Weibing. This comes after a 31% increase in quarterly revenue. Xiaomi is joining other Chinese companies like BYD in coming to Europe. Xiaomi aims to be one of the first and one of the world's top 5 automakers as well. Current production limits mean customers are waiting for over a year for the crossover SUV, the YU7. And many people saying, look, they're a phone maker. How have they done what Apple couldn't do? Apple had their car project in development in secret for years and years and years. And in the end, knocked it on the head. A bit like the old Dyson project. I imagine they found how expensive it was going to be. And also, look, getting into the car business is not without its risks, is it? I mean, there's regulations and people can, you know, they hurt themselves and they need servicing. I just think it's easier to sell a shiny little piece of glass iPad phone tablet thing, headphones that are all very sexy and high-tech. If I was Apple, I'm not sure I would have rushed into making an EV. But it's worked for Xiaomi, by the way. Losses at the EV division dropped to about 300 million yuan in the quarter just gone. Xiaomi says its auto business will become profitable in the second half of next year, which is just incredible, isn't it? That YU7 is the SUV, and they're massively increasing production of that to try and meet customer demand in China. All right, let's take a break. We just hit our 10-minute mark. We'll come back. We'll talk about Rivian, Mercedes-Benz, and EV insurance. Stick around. Back in a mo.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okie dokie karaoke, let's get back into it. So, if you heard a couple of adverts, well, firstly, thank you for supporting the show on the ad-supported free feed. It will always be free. And if you want to check out the Patreon page, well, that's how I earn a living these days. Patreon.com/EVNewsDaily to support the show, get this podcast ad-free, and be part of the EV News Daily community. Now, let's talk. Rivian is moving ahead with building its $5 billion EV factory in Georgia to produce its new R2 crossover model. Workers are preparing the 2,000-acre site by grading land and installing utilities. Building construction will start next year, and vehicle production beginning 2028. Announced in 2021, the plant faced delays and changes because of cost controls, but it's still key to Rivian's long-term plans. State and local governments have approved a $1.5 billion incentive package tied to construction and hiring goals. A $6.6 billion federal loan, not free money, it will be a loan, expected to be fully approved, provides more support after the building starts. Rivian has planned two local events, a community celebration on September 14th and an official groundbreaking on September 16th, which will be a closed-doors private affair with state officials. Not surprising, there has been some pushback on that factory, and I don't think you'd want your grand opening to protesters or people who are fighting against it, you know, in the courts. Now, let's move on. China is expanding its battery swapping for EVs. NIO has over 3,000 swap stations in China, standing out from rivals who mostly want to use DC fast charging. CATL, the world's biggest battery maker, is joining them, though, and they are investing heavily in battery swapping. This year, CATL plans to build 1,000 swap stations for its passenger vehicles in China, and they want 10,000 in the next 3 years. CATL is also working on battery swapping for heavy-duty commercial vehicles. Now, in addition to the fast charging networks, central government in China is working to improve battery swapping. Since March, the Shanghai government has been offering subsidies covering up to 40% of spending on battery swapping. CATL's battery swapping division lead, Yang Jun, saying the industry needs standard equipment as it grows and it's entering uncharted waters. CATL estimates China will need about 30,000 swap stations versus 100,000 petrol stations. This month, CATL announced a deal with a car rental company and the financial leasing company CMB to put 100,000 cars with swappable batteries into service. It's fascinating how battery swapping is a massive deal, but only in China, where they've really got behind it. This year, CATL is building 300 swap stations for heavy-duty trucks, working with the state-owned oil company Sinopec. Their long-term goal is to cover almost 100,000 miles on major freight routes. Okay, Mercedes-Benz is rolling out its eActros 600 as it expands across Europe. It's now used in over 15 European countries. Look, long-haul electric trucking is not only a thing, it's becoming so much more popular and no one's talking about it. Well, very few people are talking about it. I'm really excited about it. The Mercedes-Benz eActros 600 is one of those trucks that's being used for long-haul and specialised transport. In the second quarter of 2025, Mercedes-Benz trucks became the leader in Europe's zero-emission heavy-duty vehicle market. Deliveries to customers started back in December last year. The eActros 600 was tested in real logistics settings, and during the European testing tour covering 15,000 kilometres, or about 10,000 miles, through 22 countries, they've been in cold weather testing as well, towing 40 tonnes. The eActros 600 is the international truck of the year this year, according to 24 commercial vehicle journalists from across Europe. Now, new figures for EV insurance shows from Consumer Intelligence, UK EV insurance options are growing. Last year, 11 new EV insurance products launched on the market in a major price comparison site survey. Only 3 of 4 new products were added for petrol, diesel or hybrid. EV insurance premiums are also falling because repair networks are expanding. So EVs are fixed faster and at better costs. Also, better claims data has shown that EV drivers now have a risk profile similar to anything else from petrol or diesel. As a result, insurers have cut EV insurance prices by almost 20% here in the United Kingdom. This push to be more competitive has paid off for some insurers. One provider gave a 40% more EV quotes figure and increased its share of top 5 price comparison rankings by 12%. EV insurance prices are still high compared to some regular cars. EV repairs and battery systems can be more expensive and parts can be an issue. We're getting over that supply chain mess that we were in a little while ago. But I did notice before I sold my MG ZS EV that the insurance was creeping up and up and up on that, and on quite a cheap vehicle, significantly more than my Polestar. And as a data point, I've mentioned it a couple of times before. We went shopping for a Tesla, came home with the Polestar, but we went shopping for a Tesla. And one of the things that I had to factor in was my insurance was going to be £1,000 a year on a Tesla, on the long range Model 3 and all wheel drive. And my insurance is half the price of that on a Polestar for a very similar vehicle. Certainly, in terms of sticker price, exactly the same cost. But whether that is insurance, whether it's the profile of Polestar drivers, whether it's parts, whether it's Tesla parts and costs, I don't know. Maybe just more data on Teslas being more expensive to fix. I don't know. Like, over the 2-3 years that we typically keep a vehicle, I mean, that can add up. It wouldn't have stopped me buying them. I bought the Polestar for different reasons, but I thought it was interesting. Now, let's talk about a big utility vehicle, the MG U9. Now, it will be coming, this ute, to Australian showrooms by the end of the year. They say November. And it will distinguish itself from lookalike vehicles, things like the LDV Terron 9. The MG will come with multi-link independent rear suspension rather than a solid rear axle and leaf springs. The change aims to make the ride smoother, but they still want a braked towing capacity of 3,500 kilograms and the 1-ton payload. The MG U9 has its new front grille, body-coloured lower front bumper, new wheels, new redesigned centre console as well. So it looks different from the Terron 9 from LDV. Among new utility vehicles in Australia, few are offering independent multi-link rear suspension. The BYD Shark 6, that's a plug-in hybrid. That's another example, though. And I suppose MG want to offer this as a comfortable ute, but they still want all of the usefulness, towing and payload and stuff like that. Now, Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection is going to distribute $46 million for more EV charging stations in the state. Of the total, $16 million will go to grants for new EV charging stations at workplaces, apartments, college campuses and public locations. The other $30 million will fund grants for building charging infrastructure for medium and heavy-duty vehicles. These grants will help build charging hubs on secondary corridors in western and central Massachusetts. The state says the money will support both expanded existing programs and new opportunities. Funds will be allocated based on guidelines from the Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Coordinating Council assessment. The goal is to ensure new charging stations fit the needs identified in the assessment. Since August 2023, the state's increased number of EV charging stations by over 50%, by the way. Here in the UK, Arnold Clark, the dealer network, has opened its ultra-rapid charging network to the wider public, adding over 50 new locations across the UK. From Southampton to Aberdeen, Arnold Clark Charge is what it's called. Arnold Clark Charge offers one of the cheapest ultra-rapid rates, by the way. If you're passing one of their dealerships, 55 pence per kilowatt hour. Now, I know that's more expensive than you'll pay overnight, that's 7 pence. But the national average is 76 pence a unit, by the way, on DC fast charging. The network includes pre-bookable bays reserved through the Arnold Clark app. You can get pay and go bays as well. Chargers are mostly Arnold Clark retail sites in cities and out-of-town areas near A roads and motorways. It's 150 kilowatt DC charging, and that cheap rate is if you book it through the Arnold Clark app. Interesting stuff, isn't it? Now, China's EV subsidies money has been handed out over the last 10 years, and a report coming out today which shows where the money went. So from 2016 or so, China gave out almost 203 million US dollars equivalent in subsidies to EV vehicles over the four-year period, 2016 to 2020, to boost electric mobility and work towards carbon neutrality goals. So who got most of the money? Well, BAIC BJEV, which is part of BAIC Group, got the majority of the money, according to the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. Other car makers got much, much less. BYD, Chery, Tesla, all got some, but not as much. At first, the incentives covered things like battery electric vehicles, plug-in hybrids, and the subsidy amount depended on the vehicle's type and range. Back in 2016, the EV market in China was wildly different. Battery electric passenger cars were being given between about $3,500 and $7,500 US equivalent subsidies. Over time, these direct subsidies were all replaced, though, with tax breaks, just a different way of subsidizing electric mobility. And finally, talking of China, this one's only in China for now, but I think the rest of us will get it very soon. Tesla has brought back the turn signal for the Model 3. And yes, you do have to pay for it. This has been confirmed on Tesla's website in China. The move reverses the design change from 2 years ago when Tesla replaced the stalk with buttons. Many people say, look, the buttons are fine. Motorbike riders being like, yeah, buttons are okay. We get by with it. Yeah, I know. But also you don't turn your handlebars on a motorbike by, 180 degrees, do you, when you're going round a roundabout? And also, roundabouts, much more common here in the UK. And you really should be signalling which way you're going and when you intend to exit the roundabout for other road users, for flow of traffic and stuff like that. And although you do get used to it, it's one of the reasons as well that I don't think we would have one in my household because my wife, well, she drives cars to get places and she doesn't want to have to a new learning curve. And so that would probably rule it out. I mean, she would get used to it, but she wouldn't like it. Model 3 owners in China now get a retrofit package with the turn signal stalk. So Tesla took it away and then charged you to have it back. It's $350 equivalent, about 2,500 yuan. They took it away in September 2023 with the Model 3 redesign, with the signals moving to the steering wheel buttons and the shifting gear selection and wiper controls going on the central touchscreen. When Tesla launched the Model Y in China, the turn signal stalk stayed, but the gear selection moved to the touchscreen. And now, if you really want it back, well, you can pay to have it back. As you can imagine, the internet is rather up in arms about this. I would say that the overall tone of the news articles about this story is pretty much like, you know, Tesla does a U-turn, Tesla caves in, Tesla admits it made a mistake. Well, I mean, they're also charging you for the privilege. They're making more money out of it. So, you know, it's not an entirely stupid thing to do because they're making a bit more cash per car sold, right? I don't know. Thanks to our premium partners of the podcast for getting us on the air and all of our Patreon supporters, individuals and awesome companies that get this show to you and spread the word about electric mobility. Thanks to Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.